Thank you, Mr. President. The Committee on Judiciary, to which was referred House Bill 648, an act relative to eminent domain petitions by public utilities, having considered the same, the committee recommends that the bill is ought to pass with an amendment by a vote of 4-0. Senator Hood for the committee.
Senator Hood.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Judiciary Committee, I move ought to pass with amendment on HB 648. The committee amendment attempted to provide clarity in eminent domain proceedings, including protections from threat and use. However, for reasons I'll explain, I would ask the Senate to vote down the committee recommendation so that another other amendments can be discussed here today. We've all received, can I speak to the recommendation?
Yes. Actually, 1 minute recess. Senator Hood, please continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've all received emails, phone calls, and letters, so I won't take a lot of time this morning to explain to anyone on the floor or in the gallery what this bill is about. As it came over from the House, HB 648 sought to limit the use of eminent domain in the context of electric transmission projects to those necessary for system reliability. Some of us on the committee and in the Senate had concerns with the implications of such a limitation. There were also questions raised about the need for a bill at all in light of Article 12A of the Constitution, which provides protections from takings for private development purposes. Finally, there were issues about the interplay of current statutes dealing with eminent domain. So the bill was re-referred to our committee, where we received at least 8 amendments to consider. and I well imagine that we'll receive additional amendments or variations of again today. Needless to say, there has been vigorous debate on this topic. I feel it's important to note that the debate has not been along party lines, nor has it been deaf to concerns of landowners and the sanctity of private property rights. As the spouse of a woman whose family's business is farming, I well understand the intrinsic value of land and the necessity of being able to rely on the fact, absent a larger societal good, that it will be there tomorrow. Again, I've in bringing out the recommendation of the committee on the committee's amendment, I understand that there's going to be some discussion about that amendment, but I would ask that you continue to discuss the amendments being brought today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Hood. I recognize Senator Forrester.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate Senator Hood's comments. I would like to say that I'm recommending that we vote. Ought to vote for the amendment. Have you pass it? We have further amendments coming forward that we want to add on to this.
Thank you, Senator Forrester. First order of business is the committee amendment. Senator Bradley, with a question for Senator Forrester.
So, just to be clear, this is almost as if it is a parliamentary inquiry. You are recommending an ought to pass vote on the committee amendment.
Yes.
Thank you.
First order of business is the committee amendment. Senator Rausch to speak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, as a state representative and member of the Public Works Committee, I work to strengthen the eminent domain laws to help protect our New Hampshire citizens. And then along came Connecticut, and we realized that we didn't do a good enough job, and we looked at more legislation to make sure we protected the citizens. And in that process, it didn't take us too long to come to the realization that legislation was not good enough. It wasn't appropriate. We had to change the New Hampshire Constitution. And we did that. And I worked on that, and I strongly supported that. That's where Article 12A was instituted in 2006. Passing legislation today is the wrong approach, and it only serves to be misconstrued and weaken 12A of our Constitution. So today, I will be voting against this amendment and any subsequent amendment and Senate Bill 648. But my votes today reflect my strong support for the New Hampshire Constitution and Article 12A and my strong support for our citizens' property rights. I hope you will join with me in voting to support Article 12A and affirm our work in 2006 and send a message that Article 12A is crystal clear and unequivocally supports and defends our citizens' property rights. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Rausch. Question from Senator Barnes to?
Senator Rausch.
Senator Rausch, will you yield to a question?
Yes. Senator, I don't disagree with anything you have said. A lot of us worked on that constitutional amendment, and the citizens passed it about 85 to 15, I believe, was the final score.
Overwhelming.
The only question I ask you, during the conversation on Northern Pass, there's been conversation that eminent domain that you and I figured was safe with this constitutional amendment has been brought up time and time again by certain people in this discussion. And don't you think that it's proper to try to maybe tie things a little tighter together, seeing things have been brought up? And I know it can go to court, but I don't think we need to take things to court all the time. I think we can take care of it in this chamber a lot of times. And I'm concerned about the threats. I'll use the word threats of eminent domain that have steered this whole thing up and why these amendments are here today, in my opinion.
Legislation can be repealed. It can be changed. I believe it weakens it. I believe we have the Supreme Court for this specific reason, to affirm and support what we did in 2006. And if we weaken that, we weaken the Supreme Court's decision. And I think this is the wrong approach.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you.
Recognize Senator Larson to speak. The question before the Senate is adoption of the committee amendment.
I rise to support the committee amendment. We understand that the core value that we were seeking was the protection of private property rights. And we are certainly supportive of that. That's in our Constitution. And many of us believe that the constitutional protections are very strong within our own Constitution. But we've heard from those who live within this state that they are concerned that there are further issues that come before them, and they cannot wait to have some of these issues of their own personal property rights protected. The amendment, the committee amendment, further protects many of the property owners within the Northern Pass right away because it affords them protections from such things as what I would consider criminal threatening that you can use eminent domain when you don't have the authorization to do that. That is an affront to and a threat that is falsely used. So that protection alone within the committee amendment is a very good one. Some of the other protections that speak to the right to enter person's property or the market value is just further protections. But most important to me is we have heard from our people around the state that people have entered their property and made some kind of unauthorized threat that if you don't sell to us now, we will use eminent domain later. If we wait for the courts to decide, it could take 2-3 years for that to happen, during which process many of the people will already feel the need to have agreed to some kind of an offer because they're fearful they'll get a lesser offer later on. So the amendment before us in the committee is a decent one, and we know that there will be further fine-tuning of some of the other protections through further amendments. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Larson. Recognize Senator Luther to speak.
I also want to support the committee amendment. I serve on Judiciary Committee, and it was a unanimous vote on this. I think a lot of work was put into this. I know Senator Carson spent a lot of time working on this. There is a lot of good protections here. We have heard many stories about problems that landowners have had, and I think this really addresses those issues. So I support this wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Luther. The question before the Senate is adoption of the committee amendment. Is there any further discussion on the committee amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The committee amendment is adopted.